It's the peak season for Lyme disease right now, and if you have a dog, you might find yourself asking this question. Why is it my dog can get vaccinated against Lyme disease, but I can't? That's the topic of the latest installment in Losing the Lyme, a series underway on WBUR's Common Health blog. And with me to answer that question is Common Health host Carrie Goldberg. Carrie, thanks a lot for coming in.
Hey, Bob, and let's dive right into the answer to that eternal question, why can my dog get a Lyme disease vaccine and I can't? And the short answer is that no one is making a Lyme disease vaccine for humans here in the U.S., because when we did have a vaccine, you know, there was a human vaccine for Lyme disease called Lymerix back from 1998 to 2002, that whole thing went very badly awry.
Well, what do you mean by that? What went wrong?
Well, so what happened was studies showed that it was safe and about 80% effective, and more than a million people got it. But then some folks who got the vaccine and got arthritis brought suit saying that it was the vaccine that caused the arthritis. And even though scientific analysis did not bear that out, the vaccine's manufacturer basically backed off. Like, they settled the suits and they pulled the vaccine off the market, citing low demand. And so that history is very daunting to anybody thinking of marketing a Lyme disease vaccine for humans now.
You know, considering ticks that carry Lyme disease are spreading, and the estimates are over 300,000 cases of Lyme disease in the U.S. a year, you'd have to think that the demand for a vaccine would be huge.
Absolutely. You know, circumstances have changed. Lyme disease has spread. So why is there still no new vaccine? I spoke with Dr. Stanley Plotkin. He's a prominent vaccine scientist who wrote about the lack of a Lyme disease vaccine recently in the New England Journal of Medicine, and he calls this the worst recent failure to use an effective vaccine. And he says manufacturers are just afraid that a new vaccine would not sell.
Making and licensing a vaccine is extremely expensive. An estimate, a round figure, is about $500 million. And if they think that there's no market, then obviously they're not going to spend the money to make a new vaccine.
And Bob, Dr. Plotkin says very clearly, this is not an unsolved scientific problem. The science is there. We know how to make an effective Lyme disease vaccine for humans. He says this is a question of dollars and cents.
So then what are the prospects? When or might humans actually be able to get a vaccine for Lyme?
There is a new Lyme disease vaccine in the pipeline. It's made by a French and Austrian biotech company called Valneva, and it's just starting an initial clinical trial to test whether it's safe. So I asked Dr. Plotkin, given that, what he'd predict about when we'll have a Lyme vaccine.
Well, if the Valneva vaccine doesn't run into a problem, I think it would be possible to have a vaccine on the market between 3 and 5 years from now.
That's kind of a big if, though, because vaccine makers have to jump through a lot of safety hoops to get approval to market them.
So what else is on the horizon? Anything?
Well, yeah. In fact, just late last week, there was a briefing at the State House about a project that's led by Dr. Mark Klempner of UMass Medical School. He's been working on what's technically not a vaccine, but an antibody that you would get a shot of every year before peak Lyme disease season, and your immunity would last a few months, probably. So Dr. Klempner is seeking about $3 million to develop the antibody to the point that it could be safety tested in humans, whether from federal or from state money.
If he gets the money, when might the antibody become available?
Well, it's a similar time frame. Here's Dr. Klempner on that.
If all the stars align perfectly, I would say a timeline is feasible in 3 to 5 years from now.
So all in all, Bob, at least there are some Lyme disease vaccine possibilities in the works.
So it looks like we're all going to be spraying repellents and doing tick checks for years longer, Carrie Goldberg.
Exactly right.
Carrie Goldberg, host of our Common Health blog, where you can read an expanded story by special correspondent Dr. David Scales on why we have no human vaccine for Lyme disease and when we might. Carrie, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.